先来读两段圣经。
Let us first read two passages in the Bible.
第一段是在诗篇119篇。
The first passage is in Psalm 119.
我们要读89节到91节。
We'll read verse 89 to 91.
然后读96节。
And verse 96.
诗篇119篇89节，耶和华，你的话安定在天，直到永远。
Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven.
你的诚实存到万代，你坚定的地，地久长存。
Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides.
天地照你的安排，存到今日，万物都是你的仆役。
They continue this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants.
96节
verse
96. 我看万事尽都有限，唯有你的命令极其宽广。
I have seen the consummation of all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad.
下面我再读以赛亚书。
And next we'll read Isaiah.
以赛亚书55章。
Isaiah 55.
我们要读从第十节到第十一节。
Verse 10 to 11.
雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。
For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud,that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上必然亨通。
So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
我们圣经就读到这里。
And we'll read up to here.
我们的今天的题目就是耶和华的话安定在天。
And today our theme is God's word is settled in heaven.
这句话是一个很重要的宣布。
This word is a very important proclamation.
这个讲到天跟地啊是不同的。
Here it says that heaven and earth.Are very different levels.
神的话是安定在天。
God's word is settled in heaven.
这是说到神的话是属天的。
This speaks of God's word as heavenly.
人的话就即使在很有智慧、很高超。
And man's word, although it's very wise and high,
但是还是属于地的。
But it's still earthly.
这个层次。是不同的。
And the levels are different.
这个差别也是很大的。
And the difference is huge.
这个从国内的有的学者他们来到北美以后。
And there are scholars that came from China to North America.
他们在中国都是很有学问的人。
And these are people that are very knowledgeable in their country.
他们从来没有接触过这个圣经。
And they've never come in contact with the Bible.
所以来到北美以后，他们就读到教会，都读到圣经了。
And so once they've come to North America, they've come to the church and read the Bible.
后来有一些学者就信了基督耶稣了。
So afterwards, some scholars have believed in Lord Jesus.
有一个学者就这么说到他的感想。
So one scholar shared about his thinking.
他说当他读到这个新约圣经里头这个里面的主耶稣的话的时候。
And so he said when he came to read the New Testament in the Bible.
他觉得非常惊奇。
He find it very amazing.
怎么说要爱仇敌。
So how is it to love your enemy?
怎么逼迫你的人你要为他们祷告。
And how to pray for those who persecute you.
有人打你的左脸你把右脸转过去给他打。
And those who slap you on one cheek, you turn the other cheek for them to slap you.
有人强迫你走一里路，你就跟走第二里。
And if someone requests you to walk 1 mile with them, you walk 2.
有人要你的外衣，你的里衣也给他。
And if they ask for your robe, you give them your tunic as well.
他说要爱仇敌。
They say to love your enemy.
啊，他说读了这些话以后，就在他心里头觉得很震惊。
And he said that after he read all these words, his heart was very touched.
哎。他说这些话
he said these words,
这些话不是人所能说的话
he said these words cannot be spoken by human beings.
因为他读过这么多的哲学读过这么多书从来没有这样的话的
because he has read many books and no one has mentioned these words.
他所以从这里开始就慢慢的来追求认识耶稣以后他就信了耶稣了
So he said, after reading these words in the Bible, then he gradually came to believe in the Lord.
这就说到神的话
And here it speaks of God's word.
跟人的话是截然不同的
The God's word and man's word are very different.
而且说神的话是安定在天
That God's word is settled in heaven.
这就是在天上，但是地上的人不能够来摸到神摸到天上这些话。
Although the word is heavenly, but it cannot be touched by people on the earth.
从有圣经以来，有新的圣经以来，差不多有2000年了。
Since the Bible, it has been 2,000 years.
这两千年当中，不断的有人反对圣经，批评圣经，甚至要把圣经烧毁了。
And ever since then, people have continuously tried to criticize it.And burn it and try to destroy it.
但是你看到到今天为止这两千年来圣经还是世界上第一本最畅销的书
but you can tell that the Bible is still remains and it's still the number one published book.
这个一年都有几千万本这个圣经要出版了
And every year there areMillions?
Millions of you.
Millions.
很多的书要出版。
And many books are published.
在北美可以说我们家里还不止一本圣经了。
And in North America, we can say there's not only one Bible in the household.
啊，所以看到这圣经经过这么多年，它仍然是能够站住。
And the Bible, it endures through all generations.
就是不是地上的人所能够来过摸到的
and it cannot be touched by people on the earth
在16世纪的时候法国有一个很出名的哲学家叫做伏尔泰
in the 16th century there was a very famous French philosopher named Voltaire
这个哲学家是提倡这个理性主义Reason. 那么他很反对圣经。
And he's very against the Bible.
他说我可以预言这一百年之内啊圣经就要消灭的。
He said that I can prophesy that within 100 years the Bible will be extinguished.
这个能要看圣经要到博物馆才能看到圣经了
And that if people want to read the Bible they have to go to the museum to read it
他到临死的时候
But at that time
他要死的时候
And when he was about to die
他就看到好像有这个浪潮这个黑的浪潮啊向他扑过来
And he saw a dark cloud
The black storm and wave
Black wave coming towards him.
他非常的害怕。
And he was very scared.
他就用双手去抵挡这样的个潮。
And he used both hands to defend.
所以他还是没有法逃避。
But he still could not escape.
是人就听到他在喊叫说真可怕真可怕。
And someone heard him say, "It's too scary, too scary."
上帝救我啊！
And God help me.
后来他死了以后
And after when he died,
不到一百年
it's not even 100 years yet,
他本来住的地方、啊、成为一个圣经公会发行圣经的地方了
And the place that he lived became a place where they show the Bible.
They show the Bible, 啊。那么我们看见。
And so we can see.
圣经还是依然的发行了，依然是存在的。
That the Bible still continues and remains.
那么他的写的书呢？
And so the book that he wrote.
有一次拍卖他的著作。
And they were selling it.
他卖啊，拍卖啊。
Auction.
92本他的著作92本书就值两块钱。
And of an, all his 92 books are only worth $2.
所以你看见这个反对圣经的人他过去了。
So you can see that those who are against the Bible has passed away.
但是圣经它依然的存在。
But the Bible remains.
在第一世纪第二世纪的时候。
In the first and second century.
这个罗马人啊罗马政府啊大量的杀害基督徒。
The Roman government massively kills the Christians.
那有一个基督徒跌倒以后他就跟这个皇帝说了。
And when this Christian stumbled, he told the king.
他说你杀基督徒是没有用的。
He said, there's no point in killing the Christian.
他说只要圣经在的话，还是有很多人要相信的。
That there are still many people that will believe the Bible.
所以这个皇帝就不但杀基督徒，而且把圣经给烧毁。
So the king not only killed the Christians, but also wanted to destroy the Bibles.
但是这样的话，圣经还仍然是传开的。
But this way, the Bible still expanded.
所以我们看见神的话是安定在天。
So we can see that God's word is settled in heaven.
这个安定的意思啊，有一个坚定站立的意思。
The word settled has the meaning of firmly standing and fixed.
就是它是确定。很确定不会改变的。
It is very sure and will not change.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这个圣经的作者啊是神。
Because the author of the Bible is God.
那神是不改变的。
And God does not change.
所以他的话也不改变。
So his word does not change as well.
在1947年的时候。
In 1947.
在以色列死海附近的一个山洞里头。
And near the Dead Sea, there's a cave.
有一天的话，一个小孩子去放羊，羊找不到了。
A little child went to tend the sheep, but then could not and lost one of the sheep.
所以他就在遍地的地方去找羊。
So he went around the surroundings to find the.
那么他看见有些山里头有山的洞。
So he saw there's a cave there.
所以他就拿石头。扔到洞里头去。
So he used a stone and cast it in the.
想把这一扔的话，这羊就会出来了。
And thought that if he cast the stone, then the lamb will come.
当他这样扔的时候。
But when he threw it in.
扔到有一个洞，突然听见一个很特别的声音。
He heard a very special sound.
好像是打到一个东西的上面。
As if it has hit something.
那么他进去看。
And so he went inside to look.
他看到有几个。一个泥土瓦做的一个缸，一个缸。
So he saw there's 缸。
这个 bottle 还是叫结
啊。Bottles made of mud。
啊，那么他一看的话，这个里头放了一些羊皮卷。
So he saw that inside this these bottles are sheepskins.
因为过去没有纸张啊，都是写字，都写在这个羊皮上面的。
Because back then they didn't have paper, so they wrote on sheepskins.
那么这小孩子就把这个东西拿出来，以后就很便宜的就卖到市面上了。
So the child took it out and sold it cheaply.
后来有一个研究。这个圣经的学者在路上啊，在街市上看到这些东西了。
So one person saw this going on.
那么他就把它给买回来了。
So he bought it.
后来鉴定下来，原来这些羊皮卷上的东西啊，是抄写旧约圣经的一些东西。
Then he soon discovered that the things written on the sheepskin are things of the Old Testament.
这个里面所抄写的就是以赛亚书的全本。
That the Isaiah, the whole book of Isaiah was copied down.
还有哈巴谷书的第一章、第二章。
And the first and second chapter of Habakkuk.
经过这个专家鉴定。
And through the speculation of the scholar.
Scholar 就确定这个是什么时候写的。
That they have confirmed when this is written.
他说是在公元前一百多年这个抄的东西。
It was written 100 AD.
那么在当时最早的他们能够找到的圣经的抄本啊，是在公元后八百多年的。
And the earliest piece of writing they found is 800 AD.
AD. 那么他现在发现的死海的古卷，比当时最早最早的抄本还要早八百年到九百年。
So the Dead Sea Scrolls they found is even earlier by 800 years or so.
而且经过他们都对照以后，
and after they've compared,
这些发现的死海这些抄本的圣经，跟现在大家用的圣经一模一样的字。
They've realized that the writings on the Dead Sea Scrolls. Is exactly the same as the words we're reading right now in the Bible.
就说明圣经是没有修改过的。
So it proves that the Bible has not been revised.
整本圣经从头到末了都是跟原来原文写的内容一字都是一模一样的。
That from the beginning to the end, the Bible, every word is still the same.
所以世界可以改变。
So things of the world will change.
几千年来世界变动都很大。
And there's big movements in the world.
但是圣经神的话没有改变。
But the word of God does not change.
圣经不需要修改。
The Bible does not need to be revised.
你们在大学读书的时候看见这个教科书常常今年读的到明年的话就有新的版出来了。
And many of you in universities, you'll notice that the textbooks you use this year it may be usable, but next year they have another edition.
过去我们在学校读书的时候啊，哥哥姐姐用过的教科书啊，弟弟妹妹还能用的。
Back then, when I was studying, the books that my brother and sister used, we can still use.
但现在就不行了。
But now we cannot.
你上一年的东西啊，到下一年。就可能有新的修改版出来了。
What was good last year may not be good this year because there might be new editions.
但是圣经是不需要修改。
But the Bible does not need to be revised.
神的话不需要改变。
God's word does not need to change.
因为神是不改变的神。
Because God is an unchanging God.
所以虽然圣经是有的是三千多年以前写的，有的是两千年以前写的。
So some writings in the Bible were written 2,000 years or 3,000 years ago.
但是这些原则一直到今天还是我们可以来应用的。
But the principle is still applicable today.
神是不改变的。
God does not change.
在希伯来书第十三章也说到。
In Hebrews 13, it also speaks of.
他的耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
神是不改变的神。
God is an unchanging God.
至少我们可以从几个方面来看到神是不改变的。
So from at least from some aspects, we can see how God is unchangeable.
第一方面，我们可以从神的旨意是不改变的。
From one aspect, we can see that God's will is unchanging.
神的旨意，他愿意万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
That God wills it that all men be saved.
他愿意救罪人。
He is willing to save the sinners.
今天神的旨意仍然是这样。
And today His will is the same for men.
第二，神的性情也不改变。
Secondly, God's nature does not change.
神是圣洁的，是公义的。
But God is holy and He is righteous.
今天他仍然是圣洁，是公义的。
Today He is also holy and just.
神是怜悯的神。
But God is merciful,
满有慈爱,
full of compassion.
但是今天他仍然是这样。
And today he is the same.
我们看到第三，神的爱他不改变。
And thirdly, we see that his love does not change.
他叫做爱我们就爱我们到底。
And when he loves us to the uttermost.
他的爱不改变。
His love does not change.
神的话还告诉我们，神以永远的爱来爱我们。
And God's word tells us that he has loved us with an everlasting love.
神也说，在任何情况下，他都爱我们。
And God has said that under all circumstances, he still loves us.
你得胜的时候，神爱你。
And when you have
得胜,
overcome, he loves you.
你失败了，神还爱你。
And when you have failed, he still loves you.
神的爱永远不会改变的。
And God's love will never change.
改变的就是我们。
The thing that changes.
改变的是我们人。
We change.
神他不改变。
God does not change.
什么时候我们回到神的面前？
And whenever we come back to God,
我们发现神仍然是爱我们的。
We'll realize that how much God loves us.
第四，我们看到神的真理他不改变。
Fourthly, we see that God's truth does not change.
我们看到神所说的话一直是不改变的。
We see that the words spoken by God does not change.
第五，他神的能力也不改变。
And God's power does not change.
过去他怎么拯救罪人？
In the past, how he has saved sinners.
今天他仍然有能力来拯救我们。
Today, he is still powerful to save us.
过去他怎么看顾属于他的人？
In the past, how he has taken care of his people.
今天他仍然看顾我们。
Today, he still takes care of his people.
过去他用他能力来改变保罗。
In the past, how he has changed Paul.
今天他仍然是在我们身上来改变我们。
Today, he is also changing us.
要把我们变成改变成像主耶稣。
That we may be changed into the likeness of our Lord.
所以我们看到神的话啊，就是是不改变的。
So we can see that God's word does not change.
那我们还可以看到神的话的功效。
And we can also see God's word is powerful.
我们看到在以赛亚书说的。
And we can see in Isaiah.
刚才我们读的，他雨雪从天而降，并不突然返回。
The rain and snow comes down from earth and from heaven and does not return.
啊，就讲到神的话不是一些字句，不是一些理论。
But God's word is not just some reasoning.
好像雨雪从天降有什么目的呢？
And just like the rain and snow come down from heaven, what does it have? What's the purpose?
啊，使这个撒种的有种，使要吃粮的他有粮。
So that the eaters may have bread.
啊，这就是雨跟雪降到地上的结果。
And this is a result of rain and snow coming down.
一定是能够有个功效的。
But for sure there will be results.
神的话也是这样。
God's word is the same.
当我们读了圣经，读到神的话。
And when we come to study God's word.
神的话也是有功效的。
But God's word is also effective.
神的话临到我们。
When God's word come upon us.
是要叫我们得到益处。
That we may gain benefit.
能够成就神所喜悦的事情。
That we may accomplish things that pleases God.
所以我们不但看到神的话安定在天。
So we not only see that God's word is settled in heaven.
神的话也能够临到我们这些人的身上。
But God's word also can come upon us.
那么怎么能够临到呢？
So how can it come upon us?
刚才我们读的圣经说。
Previously we saw in the Bible.
他说第九十一节，一百一十九篇九十一节。
In Psalm 119, verse 91.
他说：“万物都是你的仆役。”
That for all are your servants.
啊，就是天地中间，我们周围的一些人、一些事情、一切的东西，都是神的仆人。
That between heaven and earth and everything else, it is all God's servants.
这些仆人要让这个神的话在我们身上要产生功效。
God's word will have effect on us.
要叫我们能够来认识神的旨意。
That we may know God's will.
让神的旨意能够成就在我们身上。
That God's will may be accomplished in our life.
神的话就好像雨跟雪一样的。
And God's word is like rain and snow.
不会突然返回的。
It will not return void.
不会说我们读了神的话，这些神的话对我们是没有什么用处的。
It will not be that when we read God's Bible, God's word, it will not be useful.
所以我们看到这个神的话是有功效的。
So we can see that God's word is effective.
所以圣经也说，这个圣经是为神做见证的。
So we can see that the Bible testifies God.
见证它是信实可靠的。
And testifies that God is reliable.
不但是写在圣经上面，
Not only written in the Bible.
这些话也在我们身上产生的经历。
But these words also causes experience.
就是神说神是爱。
Says God is love.
你在你的身上有没有经历到神是爱呢？
But in your life, have you experienced that God is love?
有没有主观在你里头真的经历到，是的，神真是爱。
Have you truly experienced in your life that God is love?
你说神是看顾麻雀的神。
You say that God is a God that takes care of the ants.
啊，他看顾每一样事情。
He oversees all things.
他关心我们每一个人。
He cares about every one of us.
那你在你的身上有没有经历到神看顾你呢？
But in your life, have you experienced that God has taken care of you?
啊，这些话，神的话。都是我们可以经历的。
And all of God's words we can experience.
你越多经历神的话，
The more that you experience God's word,
你就越觉得神是信实可靠的。
Then you will experience that God is trustworthy.
啊，神就借着他的话来为他做见证。
So God uses his word to testify himself.
就这样的话，我们就需要来明白神的话了。
So this way we need to come and know God's word.
我们为什么要读圣经呢？
And why do we need to read the Bible?
我们就是要让我们要遵守神的话。
We need to keep God's word.
啊，我们读圣经的目的就是来遵行神的话。
The reason why we read the Bible it is so we can keep God's word.
我们不是想读圣经，读过以后增加我们一些头脑的知识。
We don't read the Bible to add more knowledge in our heads.
我们要来遵行神的话。
We need to keep God's word.
我有一次我读到一个见证。
Once I've read a testimony.
他说看到有一对从这个中国大陆来到北美的一对夫妇。
There is a couple that from China that came to North America.
那么这个太太有一天加班回来晚了一个小时。
So the wife overworked.For an hour, so came home late.
所以这个先生就很不高兴了。
And the husband was very unhappy.
啊，就是这个不好，那个不好了。
He said, "This is not good. That is not good."
那么这个太太也就说了他一句。
And the wife also commented.
这个先生就非常的气。
And the husband was very angry.
就说要大家离婚。
And said he wanted a divorce.
这太太就很难过，在哭，在很伤心。
And the wife was very sad and was crying.
但是心里头就是有一句话说。
But in her heart, there's a verse that said.
他说爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
The love is, love suffers long and is kind.
啊，他就读到这个，就想起圣经里头有这样一句话。
And so in her heart, she remembered this Bible verse.
这个太太说，不行，我做不到。
And the wife, she said, I cannot do this.
好像这个圣灵在她里头就说。
But it's as if the Holy Spirit in her heart is saying.
她说你能够做到。
He said, you can do this.
你学习耶稣。
You imitate Jesus.
她里头就很受到责备。
And in her heart, she felt.
就觉得很不好。
So she feels very discouraged.
啊，那么就她知道，主要她在这件事情。学习爱是恒久忍耐这样的一个教训。
So she realized that the Lord wanted her to learn through all these circumstances that love suffers long.
因为有这句话领导她。
Because this word came upon her.
她心里头就明亮了。
Then in her heart there's illumination.
她就看到她自己的。
Then she saw herself.
她也觉得自己还不够那么体贴她的丈夫。
That she herself has not reached the understanding of her husband.
所以她就晚上跪下来祷告了，跟神承认自己的罪。
So at night she knelt down and prayed to the Lord and asked forgiveness.
当天晚上，
And the next day,
他的先生睡在客厅里头。
The husband was sleeping in the living room.
一早就去上班了。
And early in the morning went to work.
两人也没说话。
Both of them didn't talk.
那么太太呢也去上班了。
And the wife also went to work.
等到她下班回家。
When she came back from work,
看到先生已经把饭做好了。
She saw that her husband already made meals.
看到他还不跟他说话。
But see that he still is not talking to her.
就问他你要不要吃饭呢？
But he asked, do you want to eat?
这气氛就忽然之间就轻松下来了。
Then all of a sudden the anger resided.
大家看一看，大家都笑了。
Then you can see that everyone smiled.
这个事情就算过去了。
And this matter has passed away.
神的话在我们身上是有功效的。
But God's word is effective in us.
我们就需要把神的话放在我们心里头。
So we need to put God's word in our hearts.
让圣灵用神的话常常来提醒我们，来光照我们。
So that the Holy Spirit can constantly remind us of God's word and show us light.
那我们怎么，我们这样，我们是弟兄姊妹，我们应该来多读神的话。
So this way, brothers and sisters, we need to read God's word more.
我们应该来读神的话。
We should read God's word.
如果你要想生命成长，
If you want to grow spiritually,
你不吃灵粮，生命的粮食，
And if you don't eat spiritual food,
你不会成长的。
You will not grow.
你可能信了主也很多年了。
Perhaps you've believed in the Lord for many years.
但是你没有读神的话，
But you have not studied God's word.
你就看看你的心慢慢就冷下来了。
Then you will see that your heart has gradually grown cold.
碰到一些事情，你好像就再不能起来一样的。
And when you've come across some situations, you cannot stand up.
这为什么呢？
Why?
因为你没有把神的话藏在你的心里。
Because you have not stored God's word in your heart.
因为你没有把神的话作为粮食来喂养你的生命。
Because you have not used God's word as food to feed your spiritual life.
这样的话，生命不会成长的。
This way, your spiritual life will not grow.
所以我们要求神给我们爱慕他话语的心。
So we need to pray that God will give us a desire for His.
我们要好好的、认真的读神的话。
We need to truly, seriously read God's word.
来默想神的话。
To meditate on His word.
让神的话丰丰富富的藏在我们心里头。
That God's word will abundantly be stored in our hearts.
那么怎么样读神的话呢？
And how do we read God's word?
那我们有好多好多的方法。
There are many ways.
但是最最基本的，我说有大概有三个方面。
But the most basic, there are three ways.
就是第一个，就是要进入神的思想。
We need to enter into God's thoughts.
因为神在借着人写这本圣经的时候，
Because when God was writing through men,
他有一个思想要借着这些字句来告诉人是什么意思的。
He has thoughts that he needs to project to the men to write.
所以我们读圣经的时候要进入神的思想。
So when we read the Bible, we need to enter into God's thoughts.
我们要想一想到底这段话神要对我们说的是什么。
We need to think what is it that God is trying to tell us.
所以这样的话我们就不是很粗心了来读神的话。
So this way we will not be too careless.
我们要来懂得，要来注意上文下文的意思什么。
We need to understand the context.
有时候我们很难从一节圣经就来明白神的意思。
It's very hard to know the full meaning from just one verse.
你需要从这节圣经的上面的所说的跟下面所说的把它综合起来来明白神的意思。
You need to read what is written before and written after this passage and to get the whole meaning.
所以你就需要不能够单单是读一节。
So you cannot just read one passage.
你需要读上面的，要读下面的。
You need to read the passage before and the passages after.
甚至你要读这一章的。
And you need to read the whole chapter.
甚至你要读整个这一卷的。
Or even the whole book.
用这样的来明白这些圣经的意思。
To, in order to know the meaning of this passage.
这样才不会一个错误的理解。
This way you will not misunderstand.
比如我们可以举个例。
For example,
在提摩太前书第五章二十三节。
In 1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太第五章，前书第五章。
First Timothy chapter 5.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
这个保罗给提摩太写信的时候。
And when Paul was writing this letter to Timothy.
他跟提摩太还说。
Timothy said.
他说因你胃口不清，屡次患病，再不要照常喝水，可以稍微用点酒。
Paul said to Timothy, no longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent infirmities.
好了，底下又说，这个上里头这些说呢，可以稍微用点酒。
So in here it says you can use a little wine.
那么有人就说呢，基督徒可以喝酒。
So some people say, Christians can drink.
稍微用点酒是可以的。
You can use a little wine.
所以就变成什么呢？基督徒可以喝提摩太酒。
So, they turn it into, you can drink Timothy's wine.
但是保罗是不是这个意思呢？
But is that what Paul meant?
保罗是不是说基督徒，你喝酒，都也没有关系啊？
Does Paul mean that it's okay for you to drink?
如果我们单单从这一节上面说的什么呢？因为你的胃口，你的胃不好。所以你可以稍微用点酒，你的胃不好了。
So here it says that because your stomach is not good, that's why you can use a little wine.
所以你不要喝水，你喝点酒。
Don't drink water, but you can drink a little wine.
这酒是当做药了。
And this wine can act as medicine.
所以这样的话，你稍微用点酒是可以的。
So in this way, you can drink a little wine.
但是如果你的胃没问题呢？
But if your stomach is has no problem,
你就不需要喝呗。
Then you don't need to drink.
底下说屡次犯病，就是有病了啊，因为你有病嘛，所以你可以喝点酒。
Because you have infirmities, that's why you need to drink a little wine.
那就是你没有病呢，你就不需要喝酒了。
But if you don't have infirmities, you don't need to drink wine.
所以你要单单从那个稍微用点酒，就觉得哎可以啊，基督徒这个圣经都说你可以稍微用一点啊。
So if you just take that little word, a little wine, and say that it's no problem drinking.
但是你如果把上下文都合起来看的话，保罗不是这个意思。
But if you add the sentences before and after, you will see this is not what Paul meant.
保罗就看到提摩太有胃病，那么你喝点酒对你的身体有好处。
Paul sees that Timothy has sickness, that's why he said use a little wine.
好，所以就是我们要进入神的思想呢，就需要读圣经的时候把上下文都读一读。
So in order to enter God's thoughts, we need to, when we read the Bible, we need to read what is before and after.
另外呢，当我们进入神的思想呢，也要用我们的心思。
And when we enter into God's thoughts, we need to use our mind.
你要，我们有个 mind。
We have a mind.
神造我们人的时候，给我们有一个思想的能力。
And when God created us, He created us with a mind that can think.
给我们有一个能力可以来判断的。
And a mind that can discern.
所以我们在读圣经的时候。
So when we're reading the Bible.
我们要用一个祷告的心来读。
We need to use a prayerful heart to come and study the Bible.
让圣灵给我们有一个属灵的心思。
That the Holy Spirit will give us
spiritual mind.
Spiritual mind.
那我这样的，我们读圣经的时候，我们就能够来领会神的意思是什么。
So this way we can understand what God's thoughts are.
啊，这就是说，第一个，我们要进入神的思想。
So number one, we need to enter into God's thoughts.
我们要领会这段话，神的想要跟我们说什么话。
We need to understand what is it that God wants to tell us.
第二个，我们要进入圣经所写的事实。
Secondly, we need to enter into God's truth.
啊，圣经都是写了下来，都告诉我们很多的事情。
The Bible has recorded many things.
有一次的话，一个大学里的教授 出一个题目。
One time, a university professor put a question.
他说谁你的学生当中谁能够提出来圣经有错的地方，那么我就给你一个奖赏。
If there is any one of you that can point out what is wrong with the Bible, I will reward you.
后来有个学生说，我发现圣经有一个地方错的。
So one student said, I found one error.
他说伊甸园是在伊拉克这块地方。
伊甸园。
Garden of Eden 是在
Iraq，
在这个地方嘛，大概这个两河两个河这个地方啊。
It's between the two.
Euphrates 和那 Tigris 河。那么他说那个地方气候是比较冷的。
He said, there the environment is colder.
他说那个地方是不能出苹果的。
And you cannot grow apples there.
但是圣经说亚当夏娃。亚当吃了苹果。
But in the Bible said Adam ate the apple.
所以现在男人喉咙地方都有个 apple.
So every guy now has an Adam's apple.
他说这个地方好像圣经看起来是错的。
But so it appears that the Bible is wrong.
那么教授说，那你再翻到创世纪，你看看什么地方说亚当吃了一个苹果。
So flip through the Bible in Genesis and see where did it say that Adam ate the apple.
圣经就没有说吃什么苹果。
The Bible didn't say what kind of apple.
只是吃了那一棵树上的果子。
That Adam only ate a fruit from the tree.
所以说明他读圣经的时候就没有读到这个事实。
So it says that when he read the Bible, he didn't see the fact.
有人用这个亚伯拉罕献以撒在讲道的时候来做一个例子。
So someone used Abraham offering Isaac as an example.
他说这个亚伯拉罕真是爱神。
He said Abraham truly loves God.
他听神的话。
He listens to God's word.
他带了他的儿子到山上去。
And he brought his son to the mountain.
要把他的儿子献给神。
And wants to offer his son to God.
他说真是亚伯拉罕拿起刀来。
And when Abraham raised up his knife.
正要把刀杀到他的儿子身上的时候。
Just when he's about to pierce his son.
忽然天使说不可害这个童子。
And heaven said, cannot harm this child.
所以天使拦阻了亚伯拉罕。
So heaven protected Isaac.
那么这个就看举目一看，看见有一个公羊在拴在树里树的枝子的当中。
So you can see there's a sheep in the bush.
那么这个看起来啊，他就后来就拿着羊代替以撒献为祭了。
So he used that sheep to substitute Isaac.
他就得出个结论说，神是在最后一秒钟才做这个事情。
And he said it was at the very last minute that God did this.
他说奇迹啊 ，miracle 啊，总是在最最后、最紧张的时候才是出现的。
And the miracles only appear at the very last minute.
这好像是这个一个看一个电影一样的。
It's as if watching a movie.
正是最后这个人快要死的时候，最危险的时候，忽然之间。那么就有一个人来救他了。
As if at the very last minute, just about when you're about to die, someone saves you.
他讲这篇道呢，倒是很吸引人，人也觉得很帮助。
And when he said this, it seems people are edified by it.
人觉得就讲得非常好。
And he's very eloquent.
但是这个不符合圣经的事实。
But it is not according to the biblical truth.
我们如果我们可以翻过来看一看二十二章，创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22。
在这一章里头。
In this chapter。
到第九节，第十节。
Verse 9 and 10。
这地方并没有说到亚伯拉罕手拿的刀快要刺到。以撒的身上的。
Here it didn't say that Abraham had a knife and is about to pierce Isaac.
而是亚伯拉罕第十节，亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀。
in verse 10 it said Abraham stretched out his hands to take the knife.
他伸手拿刀的时候就听见天使的话了。
That is when he stretched out his hand to take the knife, he heard it from heaven.
他并没有拿到刀以后握在手里然后刺下来的时候才听到天使说的话。
It's not that when he took the knife and about to pierce his son that he heard heaven.
因为当亚伯拉罕手拿到刀碰到刀的时候
It's when Abraham stretched out his hand and touched the knife.
神已经看到他的心了。
But God has already saw his heart.
神看到他愿意把最爱的献给神了。
That God saw that Abraham is willing to give his most beloved to God.
神说这个够了。
And God said this is enough.
不需要他把刀子拿在手里快要刺到以撒的时候神才说、哎、你不要杀你不要杀。
It's not that when Abraham was about to pierce his son that God says, oh, don't.
神不需要我们真是到很紧张的时候他才救我们。
God does not need to wait for us to be the most anxious, then he'll come and save us.
因为神是试验亚伯拉罕。
Because God was testing Abraham.
他只要这手正要拿刀的时候摸到刀的时候神已经就说可以了够了。你不需要真的去杀你的儿子了。
It's when Abraham touched the knife and God said, it's good enough, you don't have to kill your son.
所以我们看到你读圣经的时候要仔细的读这个事实。
So when we read the Bible, we need to read the biblical truth.
一节一节一个字一个字你都要仔细的读。
Verse by verse, word by word, you need to study it in detail.
不要在还没有读好事实以前就来解释你的圣经了。
Don't try to explain the passage before going into the facts.
你要先读完事实然后才能根据事实再来解释圣经。
You need to finish studying the facts, then explain.
那么这是第二个。
Then this is the second way.
所以读圣经要读出里面的事实。
And when you study the Bible, you need to study the meaning inside it.
那么第三个。
Thirdly.
我们要进入这个话语，这些话语背后的启示。
We need to enter into the revelation behind these words.
这字面，这意思是很重要的。
The words at face value, their meaning is very important.
但是这些字句是神用来要表达里面。这个字句里头的启示。
But the sentences are used to explain the meaning behind these words.
所以我们不但是读到这些字句，这些事实。
So not only do we study these facts and these sentences.
我们还要读到这些字话后面的背面的意思是什么。
But we need to know the meaning behind these words.
我们可以看到在路加福音第十八章。
We can see the Gospel of Luke in chapter 18.
路加福音第十八章。
Luke 18.
在十五节，主耶稣讲到一些话。
In verse 15, Lord Jesus said some things.
有人来抱自己的婴孩来看耶稣。
Someone has brought their infant to Jesus.
那门徒就责备这些人。
And so the disciples rebuked them.
第十六节说。
In verse 16 said.
耶稣却叫他们来。说让小孩子到我这里来不要禁止他们
But Jesus called them to him and said Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them
但因为是神国的正是这样的人
For as such is the kingdom of God
我实在告诉你们凡要承受神的国的若不像小孩子断不能进去
Assuredly I say to you Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it.
那么这个就主耶稣为什么说让小孩子到我这里来
So why does Lord Jesus say let the little children come to me?
为什么说在神国里正是这样的像小孩子一样的人
And why is the kingdom of God like little children?
我们读了这几节圣经我们把事实都读了
And so we've read the facts.
但是到底这背后的神这个耶稣的意思的启示是什么
But what is the meaning behind these words?
他绝不是叫我们都像小孩子一样的 天真好像什么事情都不管，一天到晚玩的。
He is not saying that we should be like little children, not knowing anything and just play all day.
为什么他说要像小孩子一样才能进天国？
But why be like little children that we may enter into the kingdom of God?
因为他借着这个话来启示我们。
He used these words to reveal to us.
因为小孩子很单纯。
That children are very innocent.
小孩子很容易被别人骗。
Oh, they're very simple. They're easily deceived.
只要人给他一点糖的话，他就跟着那个不认识的人走了。
That, if you just give them candy, then they'll follow you.
小孩是很单纯的。
Children are very simple.
他不会想你这个话是真的假的。
They will not think whether your word is true or not.
是好的坏的。
Whether it's good or bad.
有的时候告诉你，那骗小孩，说我的狗丢了，丢在这bush里头的，你帮我去找一找。
You can tell them that I lost my dog in the bush. Can you go find it for me?
好，你跟他去的话就完了。
And if you follow him, then you're dead.
如果是个大人。
But if you're an adult.
你叫我到谷穴里头找狗啊，那我不会去的。
You tell me to go find your dog in the bush. I will not go.
像小孩就很单纯。
So the children are very simple.
大人说的，那他就听。
The adults speak and they listen.
但是我们人一大了以后呢
？But when we gradually grow up.
我们就很复杂。
We become complicated.
你说的真的假的？
Is what you're saying true or not?
这么好的事情。
Such a good thing.
怎么会有呢？
How can it be?
你就会分析， then 就会怀疑。
Then we'll start to doubt.
所以主耶稣说，你要像小孩子一样的单纯，能够相信神的话。
That you need to be like little children and believe in God's word.
神怎么说的，你就怎么信。
How God says that you need to believe.
所以你要像小孩子这样的。
So you need to be like little children like.
你才可以进天国。
This way you can enter into the.
进天国的人都是相信神的话才进去的。
All those who enter into the kingdom of God are those who believe.
小孩子还有个特点。
And there's still a characteristic of a little child.
他知道自己不行。
He knows he cannot.
他不能做什么事情。
He cannot do much.
东西稍微高一点，他就没有法拿到。
If things are a bit higher, they cannot reach it.
这个东西重一点，他就不能够拿。
If things are heavier, they cannot carry it.
他要依靠别人来为他做。
They need to rely on others to do their work.
这是小孩的一个美好的特点。
This is a good quality of a child.
我们就要像小孩子一样。
We need to be like a child.
我们知道自己不能做什么。
We need to know that we cannot do anything.
我们想做好，我们做不出来。
We want to do good, but we cannot.
我们不想做好。不想做坏事，却是我们做出来了。
But the things that we do not want to do, we do.
这是我们依靠神。
And this way we rely on God.
觉得自己不行的，觉得自己是罪人，才可以承认了，才可以进天国。
Only those who admit they cannot and admit they are sinners, though these are the ones that can enter into kingdom.
这个主耶稣借着这些话，我们要来进入他背后的话语的启示。
So we need to enter into the revelation behind these words.
我们不能用这句话用在别的地方。
And we cannot use these words in other ways.
既然要小孩子到我这里来。
That he wants children to come to me.
你单单是说这几个字。
And only these few words.
天主教就用这个几个字说，小孩生下来就要受婴儿洗。
And the Catholics, using these few words, said that the infants need to be baptized.
他是圣经不说了，让小孩子到我这里来。
Didn't the Bible say let the little children come to me?
所以生下来以后就要到天主教堂来给婴孩受洗。
So they need to bring their infants to church to be baptized.
这就是跟这个耶稣要说话的启示就不同了。
So here, it's different from the revelation of the meaning behind.
所以我们就是要怎样读神的话呢
？So how do we read God's word?
我们有三个进入。
There, we have three ways.
Enter.
We have three ways of entering.
我们要进入神的思想。
We need to enter into God's thoughts.
想这段话，神要向我们说什么。
Think of what it is that God wants to say to me.
我们要进入事实。
We need to enter into the truth.
要读完事实，才来领会这圣经这段的意思。
We need to finish studying the biblical facts first.
那我们要进入这话语背后的启示。
And we need to enter into the revelation of meaning behind these words.
那这样我们就渐渐地明白神的话了。
And this way, we will gradually understand God's word.
所以让我们都能够渴慕神的话。
May we all love God's word.
知道神的话是安定在天。
That knowing that God's word is settled in heaven.
神也是不改变的。
And God does not change.
我们要把神的话丰丰富富地藏在我们心里。
We need to store God's word abundantly, richly in our hearts.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，但愿你给我们一个渴慕你话语的心。
Lord, may you give us a heart that longs after your word.
也给我们一个清楚的一个心思。
And may you give us a clear mind.
叫我们能够来明白你的话。
That we may know your word.
但愿你的话常常在里面来光照我们。
That your word will illuminate us.
叫我们从软弱中间刚强起来。
That we may gain strength in our weakness.
让我们常常活在你的面前。
That we will constantly live before you.
我们生命能够长大。
That our life will grow.
能够满足你的心意。
And will satisfy your heart.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉耶稣的名。
In this way we pray and thank our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.